have been hitting on checkers.
Greetings, fellow kids.
Make me sound like Seinfeld. Awesome.
This is exactly what I fucking wanted.
Hi, welcome to the Discount Podcast. I am your host, Anton Wicklund. With me, Jovia Fay.
Yo.
And Mike Larson.
Sup.
And we're off to a very explicit start. If this is your first episode, I'm already sorry. It's not going to get any better from here. It's only downhill.
It's a roller coaster.
If you
got patience, something might make you laugh. I don't know.
Maybe. If you're not into like being yelled at though and called a fuckbag, this is probably not the show for you.
What's up, cunts?
Yeah, what's up, cunts? Welcome to the DP. Get fucking DP'd. You didn't expect that shit, but you might like it.
Two ear holes? Coincidence? I don't think so.
Your mom liked
it. Yo.
You gotta get up on that mic, Mike. You gotta like love it. Like you gotta love it like it's a fucking fat cock.
I'll try.
Love it like it's Taco Bell Diablo.
So close and then gets so quiet. Why is your mic spinning?
Because it's
is it just
that's
loose?
What it does. Yeah. It's been broken for like 3 weeks, dude. I told you.
I gotta get you some glue? Thread tape. Oh. No, that's what I use on mine. I just put some like plumber's tape on the thread. It works just fine. Just adds enough to keep it in place.
Drink, bitches.
So how was your, should I skip you, Mike? Should I just, like...
I mean, we can get there.
Okay.
Or we Jovia, can just skip ahead. Y'all, shit's fucked up.
All right.
There you go.
How was your week, though? Let's go.
Let's start with, like, least traumatic. I don't know.
Okay, then fine. I will start. I had a pinball tournament today. It's pretty cool.
Proud of you.
Took second place.
He did. I was very proud of him.
It was pretty fucking awesome. It was for the Jurassic Park launch at the Garcade. It was fun times. Played fucking some badass games. And it was good times. Good times.
That's pretty much your whole week, huh?
My whole week is like, yeah, just pinball. Just thinking about pinball. Wishing I was playing pinball. Working and being like, man, pinball's cool. Yeah, not much has happened since last week. Oh, shit, I do need to mention, sadly, Mike, I don't know if you heard the news, Podcoin's going away.
No.
No more Podcoin. What? Yeah, they just, hang on, I'll bring up the little blog thing that Shane sent me. Apparently they're just shutting down. I don't know.
No particular reason?
I don't know.
It wasn't sustainable enough, I guess?
No. Yeah, it's not sustaining momentum, is what they say in the... what's the word?
Well, they did, like, work with so many fucking businesses, it was probably hard to...
They didn't work with that many, though, that's the thing. They were only working with, like, Amazon, Starbucks, Target, I think. And most of it was, like, out of the U.S. It was, like, Amazon Canada.
Okay, I'll be honest, despite all that, I have no idea how Podcoin could work.
Because basically they're giving away money.
Yeah. Like, I fucking have no idea where the logistics are because there's no extra advertising. So, I don't know. Good on Podcoin for existing as long as they did, however the fuck they did it.
Well, that's like Anchor. Anchor does the same shit. They're like, we'll distribute it everywhere. You don't have to pay for it. Also, we'll find you sponsors. I assume there's some kind of a kickback deal with the sponsors for, like,
but what are they getting to kick back?
Revenue. I don't know. I don't know how
it
works.
With Podcoin, I'm going with, like, the corporate assumption that if you give them a $5 gift card, they'll spend $25, and therefore you get $20. We win.
Right. Something like that. Okay, so this is September 16th. The blog says, Podcoin must go. It's with heavy heart that we announced that the experiment that is Podcoin will be shutting down as of September 24th. We had a lot of fun building the app and working with podcasters and helping to grow the podcast listener community, but unfortunately, Podcorn has failed to sustain momentum. We did learn a lot, and we'll be applying it to a future app. I don't know what the fuck that means. I mean, I do, but I don't know where that's going.
Probably a pay app.
Podcoin Plus.
Right. Oh, fuck. Thank you to all the podcasters and listeners who made Podcoin special. We are sorry to see it go, but the app will be shutting down on September 24th. We believe stories help us find meaning, they make us more emotionally in touch, and they make us more human. Keep listening to stories. To all of your podcast fans out there, we recommend CastBox.fm to keep the storytelling going. But there are many other good options, too. Thank you for the support. Thank you for supporting Podcoin. We'll miss you. And that's just it. So this will be the last episode that'll be released and heard on Podcoin.
And that's, like, if you're lucky at this point. What is it? The basically. Fucking 22nd already? 20th? 21st. Man, I was right between the two.
So it'll come out on the 22nd?
Yeah, so it'll come out for the patrons.
For the patrons, it'll be the 22nd. The rest of the world will get it the 24th. So they'll get it, like, right at the fucking 0 hour.
It's the last thing you'll listen to on Podcoin. Congratulations.
I fucking promise you. Yeah, it'll be. Maybe the last thing. It's sad. It's sad. Podcoin's been kind of helpful. And I was talking about this earlier with Charlie. Oh, hi, Charlie. I told Joby I saw him at the arcade. So, what's up,
he was body? At the Dunn pinball thing.
A lot of people were bitching in our Twitter chat about Podcoin and how, like, people aren't really listening. They're just, like, opening it and letting it play to accrue coin.
So what?
Exactly. Like, my whole thought process is I don't fucking care. Like, obviously, I hope that they're listening.
Right.
But every time something gets played, we get fucking paid. Because we got sponsors. Well, that, so we get fucking paid.
Yeah. If you did the Podcoin thing and you're on the top, the more listens you got, the more it stayed up. So, like...
Right. And that draws attention, too, from other people that, like...
Yeah, more attention by being on the front fucking page. So, whatever. So,
I don't give a fuck if they're letting it roll. It's... That's... Cha-ching! That's sponsor money right there. Like,
that's how it's supposed to work.
Right. Yeah. They're paying you to listen. Like, duh.
So...
Yeah, even if you're just letting it roll while you're doing literally anything else, that's fine.
That's all I got up front, man. Podcoin shutting down. I took second place.
It's kind of rough.
That's it. And now it goes downhill, so I'm going to take a drink.
Well, I figured, we just get the sadness and all the other shit out of the way right in the beginning. We'll get it out of the way, and then we'll fucking normal. Move on.
I mean, I'm not as close to awfulness as Mike is, but within this week, your fucking vape is so loud.
I know, I'm sorry.
Within the confines of the week, I realized that my brand new spiffy management job has become just a living hell of being watched with everything I do. This woman went from, like, I want less responsibility, so the store leads are gonna do everything, and then hires me on, and something snaps in her brain. I assume the late electric bills, and all of a sudden she, like, is paying more and more attention, like, watching the fucking cameras at the stores, and wants more control over scheduling, and all this other fucking shit, and just super fucking neurotic, to the point she called my store because I was out of camera range for too long. So I had to walk into camera range, and I reached for the phone, and it stopped ringing, and I was like...
So you're in the Matrix.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, fucking A.
Not Neo.
Like, this is the worst version of the Matrix. I know I'm there, Neo. But I can't do anything about it. So there's that. I basically come to the point where, like, overall the job's not terrible enough to, like, be like, I'm the fuck out of here. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Neurotic bosses are better than abusive bosses. And I work at a fucking candy store, so fine. Be crazy. I'm used to crazy. Other than that, our lovely friend Cece. Hi, Cece. We love you. Good God, I hope you hear this. It's an awful way to phrase it.
Yeah.
She's been super fucking sick. And they thought it was kidney stones, gallbladder stones, and a viral infection. And they weren't 100%. And shit got worse. She went to the ER for a second time. They kept her overnight the first time. Kept her until further notice, as of yesterday. And, I don't know, as of right now, she should be in surgery. Hopefully. assuming the infection did in fact pass in the time she was taking medication, they're probably taking her gallbladder. That's a very up in the air situation. It's one of those things where, like, they're just gonna tear her open and see what they can do from there. Look. Yeah, where they're just like, they did that to me when they thought
my prospector caps on and just go for it.
When I got my appendix out, they thought it burst, and like they fucking put me in emergency surgery, and I woke up and they're like, your appendix is healthy, and I'm like,
cool.
Great. It's also no longer in you.
Yeah, and like we took it anyway because it was in the way. And I'm like, it was just in the way. Okay.
You know, you could just move it to the side. You didn't have to take it out.
You didn't have to cut it out.
Seems like way more work than it should have been.
Yeah. And I got the like yeah, they could have, but they did not. and they were like, no, I had polyps in your intestines. And like one of them popped and I don't know how close I was to sepsis or anything like that, because it was, like, fucking 12. But they were like, I don't know, you could have probably died had you waited much longer. And I'm like, well, I didn't, and I'm alive, so I don't remember much the details of what they told me. Also, because I was 12 and I woke up and they told me all these things, so I was like...
Uh-huh, right, yeah, sure, okay, uh-huh, can I go?
Like, what about the healthy appendix? Like, my brain just kind of glazed over and was like...
So...
hang on. And then they told me all these detailed things with medical terms, and I was like, that's nice, bro. So what you're telling me is I almost died, but then I didn't, and that's really all I'm going to get out of this. And then the only other thing I remember is them being
you
like...
You were so close.
Yeah.
You were so close to being
doing
out.
Doing so fucking good, man. And then they were like, oh, they might come back, by the way. And I was like, so the awful infection pockets in my guts, they might just come back now.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, yeah, probably not until adulthood. I'm like, that's not comforting.
That doesn't help, because that's going to be most of the, almost the entire of the rest of my life. So.
It's a real...
That's most of... that's most of the rest of forever. So now anytime I have, like, a, like, doubling over stomach ache, somewhere in the back of my mind is like, I'm going to die. All right. Today's the day they come back. Oh, welcome back, friends.
Well, I'm afraid I got some bad news.
Must have been a good show. Welcome back.
Yeah. So, to round back around, Cece, I hope you're doing wonderfully. I love you. She was delirious on morphine most of the day. It was a great conversation.
Lucky.
It was well, fun.
Given the situation, not lucky.
I mean,
but
no.
No. Context, she was like an anxiety-riddled mess, but also high as fuck. Yeah. So
I've never had morphine. I've never had a situation.
It's fucked up, man.
I imagine.
Morphine's fucked
you
up.
You know me, dude. I couldn't. I don't like acid when I did it. I didn't like shrooms when I did it.
It
I couldn't
doesn't
do
really
morphine.
Like make you psychological high. It just erases all filters in your brain. You're so
right.
Every thought That's happens at the same fucking time.
Exactly what I don't want. Exactly what
don't
I don't
want.
Want
my brain having control over itself. That's awful.
Anesthesia fucking scares me.
Oh,
fuck
yeah,
that,
that's the other thing with Cece. I think I told you. She has a tendency from PTSD to wake up from anesthesia and just flail. So we're also hoping that that
doesn't...
Are we,
like, doxing her right now? I feel kind of weird about putting this out there.
I don't know.
I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know, would she be mad about all this?
Don't think so.
Okay,
I'm gonna trust you. Keep her on the morphine.
I mean, yeah, she won't give a shit about anything.
She
I'm gonna trust you on this one.
To not continue using names, then another friend.
I'm not gonna censor all that.
I know. Another friend had a 12-day fever, varying between 101 and a little bit higher. Nothing like I'm gonna die. It didn't hit like 109 or anything, but she's in her own room in the hospital now. They're trying to figure out why the fuck. As far as why, I don't think I'm going to get into that, but...
No, give me the bottle. Give me the bottle. This is the thing you've asked me to do. You're going to keep pouring, and then you're going to be sloshed before the end of the episode, and your speech is going to be all... I'm just doing what you asked me to do, man. That's all. That's all. You know I love you, bitch. I ain't never gonna stop loving you, bitch.
Anyway, so Mike, how is your awful?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
As probably most people who have been listening to us for quite some time, for the almost all of it, will remember that my brother almost died last year, around a little before this time, so mm-hmm. almost a year. But he's been sick the last 2 weeks, like just, you know, throwing up a little bit sick, not like, you know, I need to go to a hospital right now sick, until 2 days ago, but we'll get there. So he's, you know, just sick, whatever, laying on the couch at home. I'm trying to leave him the fuck alone, because that was, like, last time, or last year, both of my parents would just not stop, like, asking him how he was, what's going on, if he needed anything, and I'm like, I get it, because they're parents,
yeah.
But from, like, I'm seeing it on his side, he's like, I just want to sleep, leave me the fuck alone, like, you'll be able to tell if something's actually wrong.
It will be blatantly obvious if something is awful.
Mm-hmm. And then, so, cue 2 days ago, where he's just, like, laying there, like, it looks like he was watching TV, but he's just, like,
oh,
he's kind of not there. So, because last year that was, he had, because he went septic last year, so that's, my mom was losing her shit, because that's what she thought was happening again. So they'd take him to the hospital. He's just, I forget what it all is, but he's, like, actually sick on top of, like, everything else that his Wagner's has been doing to him.
Joy.
So that was yesterday. They took him to the hospital where they were just, you know, baseline, what the fuck's going on, whatever. And then, because it, what are they giving him? I think they're giving him, like, water pills or some shit, because, like, his legs were just, like, the most swollen things I've ever seen in my life, just because his body's not, like, he's not peeing, just because his kidneys are all fucked up.
Jesus.
Straight.
Which is, yeah, not good at yeah. all. But also, that's happening because apparently his heart is only functioning at, like, 10%. So that was,
so there's no blood flow.
Yeah, so, like, his heart, it's just, you know, that's why his kidneys are fucked up, because they can't, like, nothing's helping them do anything. So that's what we found out yesterday, so that was cool.
That's fun.
And that's then,
good
that's,
fucking time. Yeah.
And so, then today was, they were, was that today that they found, I think it was, no, yeah, they found out yesterday that was, like, yeah, your heart's kind of not doing the best. And then today they transferred him from out here in Grafton, not here, whatever, close enough, in Grafton to St. Luke's, because they have, like, the heart specialist people. So that was at, like, 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I'm like, well, I would go with you guys, but I really don't want to be that guy. He's like, I need to get the fuck out of here right now. So like, I'll just not. And you guys didn't go anyway, so it didn't
You gotta
matter.
Take care of your shit, dude. This is important mm-hmm. stuff. Like,
so he's at St. Luke's. They didn't, I think they just did more blood work, because they're just trying to get, like, his heart more functional so we can actually, you know, go do an MRI, and then they can get whatever needs to get done, hopefully tomorrow or the next couple days, because it's like, bruh, what the fuck?
This seems a little time sensitive, my dudes.
I'm going to play a sound to lighten the mood.
Bro!
There you go. So, yeah.
I don't know where the duck is.
There has been a mess.
It keeps moving.
So, yeah, that was my week. Well, not the whole week. The 2 days were just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? But the whole week was like,
Jesus!
Yeah.
Much like how pinball was basically his week. Not shockingly, the big thing was your week. So, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
There's been a whole lot of weirdness going on, man.
Here it is. I found it, Mike.
All right, perfect.
There's there the duck. Go. We all feel better now.
The duck is back.
We got it all out. We're good. All
right,
well,
so
okay, well, we're still on
say up front, I'm sorry about what you're going through. I hope everything works itself out. So
that's why I got the companion cube.
We got the companion cube. There's
He's
a new plush on the couch.
We're good.
We're surrounded by
he has
fruits.
Taco Bell.
Various fruits. He's had his burritos. I don't know. I feel like we've never really addressed this. What some of you guys might not know is that Mike has a tradition where every week when he comes out here, he goes to Taco Bell. He waits an hour in line. And then,
at least this fucking week.
And then he gets, like, anywhere from 5 to 10 miscellaneous burrito taco items. And then he comes here.
And then he throws some of them at us.
Yeah, and then we just get a burrito or whatever. It's it's just a thing. He's the Taco Bell man. And he did, in fact, wait. How long did you wait?
40 minutes, I think. I was in line there.
Insane. Can you run me through the timeline of that, please? Because I was only getting live updates from Jovi.
I actually left.
Oh, that's the, like, numbered timeline. I was about to pull up the messages.
My place. You probably have the message in your phone somewhere from when I actually left. Because I was going to go get Taco Bell first and then drive over to Otto's and then just head north to come up here.
Go east.
Head north, yeah.
But I go to Taco Bell, see that the line is just backed up. I'm like, nope, I'm going to go to Otto's first to let that work itself out. So I go to Otto's, get the whatever the fuck. What are these?
Bon and Viv. Yeah, not sponsored things. By Bon and Viv, although we could be. Bon and Viv, let's talk. Put a pin in that. I'll come back to that.
I actually sat in my car.
You left at like 6:30 and got to Taco Bell.
You didn't get here until like fucking 8, bro.
Yeah, no, he left at 6:30. Apparently a roundabout thing happened. He did 3 things instead of 2. And at 7:15, I got legit been in line at Taco Bell since 7. There's still 3 cars ahead of me, which for some reason I assumed you had already ordered.
No.
Yeah, that's what
probably
I thought too.
Because it's a fucking drive-thru, so I'm like, oh, okay. So they're just taking a long time to make the food. No, they're taking a fucking long time to anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... So I went there, noped out of that, went to Otto's, sat there, because I was like, would it be easier to just drive out to the Taco Bell by Grafton or wherever the fuck that is out here, and then just head back?
Oh, yeah.
And then my maps... thing fucked up like twice while I was trying to do that, so I'm like, all right, fuck it, I've wasted 20 minutes, I'm just gonna go back to the one on County Line and be done with it. I'm like, oh, there's only 3 cars, or 4 cars, yeah, 4, sorry, there's only 4 cars, that's, you know, not bad, that's fine. There were like 7 when I drove past the first time. I'm like, all right, I'll wait this out, that's okay. And then that text at 7:15 was like, okay, seriously,
do you want to know when you finally got your order in?
10 minutes later, probably 15 minutes later.
7:23. Got my order in record time.
Just a shade under a decade. Awesome. Fucking sick, bro.
And like the last thing you told me is that dude who didn't want to wait and honked.
No, well, the guy who did it burnout, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last thing I got after that was like 7:37. I swear to God, if I'm still here after 10 minutes of Parliament.
Yep. Ellipses. I think I actually got through 6.5 minutes of that song before finally got my shit. I was going to text you saying I was coming, but I was like, fuck it, I'm just going.
You were at Taco... Oh, look, it's Gold Dust.
Yeah, it's the guy, it's the guy that's down the street right now.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, you were at Taco Bell for 45 fucking minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I got the bag right here.
It seems edge. Can you prove that? That could be any paper
bag. Stardust!
It's clearly
sorry,
a Taco
Cody.
Bell bag.
It could be any
paper clearly bag. It's clearly a Taco Bell bag.
So, I made that fucking joke about the Bon and Viv earlier.
Yeah.
I know you don't, Mike doesn't fuck around on our Twitter. Dude, I've been aggressively, like...
Like going at him?
Like hitting on checkers.
No. Like, yeah, I started that. Don't take my glory.
I didn't say don't you didn't start. I didn't glory. Say that. I didn't say that, okay? I said I have been hitting on checkers. I've been making moves. I'm sending them winks across the bar. I'm blowing them kisses. I'm like, what's up, guys? You want a little spritzer?
We try.
A little spritzer?
Why
I'll send one
trying.
Down to you.
It's a spray bottle.
Yeah, if you want one, it's fine.
Yeah.
She started fucking.
Well, no, we talked about it fucking last week. I know that. I had to give you shit. That's all.
So, yeah, just
shit's
been...
funny as fuck to me. Like, the funniest part is like, if this works. If I actually try to do, like, some social media marketing bullshit, that's portfolio shit.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I got checkers to follow my podcast. It'd be the weirdest fucking thing to say in an interview ever.
I'm gonna go
Why
back.
Should you run our Twitter? I'm like, motherfucker, I got a shitty podcast to get followed by checkers. Like, checkers? Like, yeah, why checkers? I don't fucking know.
Why not? Fuck you.
Because I could, and I did, and
checkers
you fuck
is delicious.
Yourself. They are delicious.
I gotta go
Thank
back
you.
So far. Okay, here we go. So, if I can get to the original tweet, they said, seasoned fry shot recipe ideas, go. And
seasoned
I said,
seasoned fry shot recipes?
Yeah. And I just said, do you think we just offer that up for free? Come on, bro. You know better. And I gave him the gif of the fucking Jurassic Park screen where he's like, And some fucking random dude was just like, please? And
I just said, that was my favorite part, was Captain Rando over there. Some random dude.
And I was just like, I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter F. Wait, no, there was something else here. Sorry, we're missing a thing. This dude said, please. Apparently that was my response. I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter S. Because I think I said something about there's only one word I want to hear from Checkers. And Checkers responded, stop? And I just gave him the Dean Ambrose, nope. Oh, yeah, wrong word. There's only one word I want to hear from Checkers. It's sponsorship, ladies and gentlemen. It's sponsorship.
I'm not going to lie. I was watching this shit happen live because we both run the Twitter. So, if one of us is doing a thing and we're getting notifications, the other has time, we'll just watch it. Like, what the fuck are you doing right now?
What's your game plan? What the fuck are you on? What fuck shit are you on right now?
Yeah, what fuck shit are you up to right now? And I'm, watching this happen live, and he goes, it starts with S, and I sat there for, 5 minutes, seasoned fries? No, that can't fucking be Studebaker. At all. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm just sitting there and sitting Stromboli. There, and then two notifications later, I'm like, sponsorship? Man, you should have went with F for followed, because they would have thought fries, what the fuck?
Well, okay, you know what? You know what, dude? I'm like, fine, I'll just fuck off and I won't even touch the media. Because apparently I can't do it right.
So dramatic.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm doing anything right. I'm just fucking around.
I don't.
Isn't that most people?
Yeah, basically.
I would hope so. Twitter? Speaking of people fucking around on the internet and it getting weird, let's just skip ahead to a little bit of news.
Alright, hang on. Okay. Oh,
just a little bit.
Here's some news.
You could have just played it. It would take as much time.
Oh, God. We're locked in.
He has to resist, speaking a lot.
Oh, here's some news.
I do.
You almost did it. Good job.
It's fun. Just fucking say what you gotta say.
Anyway, because, every podcast ever is going to be talking about it this week. Dear Lord, people actually showed up to Area 51, and it basically turned into a desert rave.
I'm upset we didn't go now. I don't have a fucking...
Dude, if I would have had the ability to travel, I would have been there for the sheer absurdity of it. I told you earlier I caught a news bit on YouTube, and one of the dudes, it's probably one of the most photographed ones that was there, was like, but why wouldn't you show up? It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's like Halloween, except we're just annoying people.
I mean, yeah.
And I was just like, man.
That's every day of my life.
Exactly. Yeah. Nothing has changed, though. Par for the course.
I'm always fucking annoying people. So,
I'm just also, mad there was no step 7. That's all I was ever down for.
At least one dude jumped the barrier. And outran everybody and actually got in. Which means we're never going to hear from that man. And nope. I'm very upset.
He's already dead.
Yeah, he's done.
I assume he's dead.
Mulder shot him.
An alien shot him.
Yeah,
was arrested. No, an alien shot him.
No, he's fucking dead.
He's super dead.
He's fucking dead.
I'm so proud of him, though. And he's a Florida man, which,
on. Oh, yeah, it just
in
makes
the
sense.
Most 2019 of
hashtag
everything
no offense
ever.
Show, we're looking at you.
Yeah, what up? Your Florida boy done did it.
Chris, yeah. Jason, and the Duchess.
It's, 2019 has been, 90% awful, but when it's not awful, it's, a weird mix of awful and completely fucking absurd, where, if you could find Picasso, bring him over here and be like, look at the world now, he'd be like, exactly. And I would be like...
It's a weird coma, fever dream, glitch in the matrix type thing.
Right?
Which, conveniently enough, you can buy that shirt on teespring.com. Sorry, I don't really actually know
the URL.
I think it is teespring.com/stores/discountpodcast. I think.
I believe so. We could be wrong. What? Or just go to discountpodcast.com.
You can go there,
link.
Too. I'm gonna check.
Okay. He just wants to play with his keyboard.
This is true.
He's not actually looking anything up. He's just hacking.
He's just clicking.
Yeah, I'm hacking. I'm in.
He did it. And on Speaking of completely absurd news, because it's been sitting on my phone for a hot minute now.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight...
Tonight!
Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody. I really do hope you love the show. Did you know that you can actually get paid just for listening to the podcast? I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. We've discovered this new free app called Podcoin, and it literally pays you to listen to your podcast. Here's how it works. Listen to podcasts and you earn Podcoin passively. Then you turn that Podcoin into gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks. Or if you're a good person, got some charitable blood in you, you can even donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what to do. Download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and I have a special code for you. Just use code DISCOUNTPOD when you sign up, and you'll get 300 Podcoins right there, right then, for free. And if you listen to us enough on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So go ahead and listen to this podcast or virtually any other podcast on Podcoin and sign up with the code DISCOUNTPOD.
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I am Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended?
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Whistle to be merry. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
You want to hear a... Well, not a headline, but a subtitle of a headline.
That's not the URL.
That is good to know. Basically, in a weird 80s movie plot, but it's actually happening in real life right now.
Killer clowns from outer space?
You could only be so lucky. Yeah, like, I would welcome them. I'd be like, I welcome new clown overlords.
First.
Yeah, like, I'm in. What do you want? Pie on titties. All right, sounds good.
Let me be Jack Black from Mars Attacks. Dead immediately.
Oh my god, I have to update this website. I gotta do some work on this tomorrow.
Alright, everybody drink and shush.
Drink. You got a seltzer.
Talk.
What?
Focus.
So anyway, the thing in this stuff. So...
Sorry, that was not my intention. I was trying to get back to something. I was trying to get back to this, actually.
You're not cookie.
So, go ahead, do your thing.
An explosion caused a fire at a Russian research facility that's one of only two centers in the world known for housing samples of the smallpox virus.
Sick.
So, what's literally. The
nothing at Russia. This point.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Nothing yet. It's one of those things where I feel like should be vaguely concerned, where I'm like, oh, it's probably not good. You know, like when you see a fire really far away and you're pretty sure it's a building, and you're like, that's probably not good, but it's not my problem, and I'm also it's driving not in that direction. Definitely not
good for the people in or near that building, yeah. But I am not, so yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah, like, that's bad, but that's bad over there, so...
It's not bad in my general direction, so...
I'm over here.
It's to the right. I gotta make a left turn to get where I'm going, so, like...
If you gotta just, make that left at Albuquerque.
You're making that face when you just did some shitty stuff, and then your car is like, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
I gotta go that way.
I gotta leave.
I gotta leave.
Boo! When we were at the fucking tattoo shop on Friday.
Did we get on then? I don't know if we talked about that last time.
I don't either. If we didn't mention it, Jovi and I got matching Lucky Cat tattoos.
We did. It was gross.
Friday the 13th. I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
But we were fucking just... The tattoo artists were just fucking delirious because they've been working for like 13 hours. And they've been super busy. I think
they were on like 16 at that point, too.
Some fucking crazy either way, shit. It
was fucking stupid.
So they're just delirious, and you get to that point where you're like overly tired, where everything's funny, and you everything's don't fucking care.
Everything's the funniest thing in the goddamn universe.
They were doing Hank Hill impressions, and fucking, what's his name, Fritz?
Yeah.
Was just like, boo! And it just started a chain reaction.
There's everybody fucking, just,
yeah. Oh, never seen two boys do so much damn quacking.
Yeah.
Hiking in my tool shed.
Granted, you have to, like, oh god, how do I even describe this dude? Crust punk?
What'd you call him?
Crust punk.
Crust punk?
Do you not know crust punks?
Well, I would think that by me asking you, trying to clarify via repeating.
A lot of DIY in the worst way possible, like, their jorts are cut off probably by necessity because they destroyed the bottom half of their jeans.
Yeah, but Fritz had a style. He had an aesthetic going. His shit worked. It was clean cut. Crust
punks have a fucking aesthetic,
no,
man.
But his was clean cut, though. His jeans weren't all fucked up. They were hemmed properly. He had on the Chuck E. T's.
I just mean, like, the general, like, messiness of them.
Yeah, yes and no. I get what you're saying, but he was actually, like, very well put together. Well, he was intentionally grungy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he's clean, right, but he's fine, got the not look. Not full
crust punk, because those motherfuckers don't shower.
No, he looked like he's put some time and effort into his fucking aesthetic.
He took time and effort into looking like he didn't put time and effort in it.
Exactly.
No, and he knew, like, how ridiculous he was.
I woke up like this.
No, my favorite part is, like, he knew how ridiculous he was as a human being every time he said anything. You just get that, like, little glint in his eye, like, I know I said something fucking stupid.
Looks like one of them Orientals. Boo!
So over there, like, heard he's a libtard.
He's a libtard cuck fucking snowflake. Which is great,
because, like, that those words mean nothing at this point. Like, we're the ones using them. It was like, I just saw a pie chart of people who say, did you just assume my gender? And, like, it was, like, 45-45 trans people making fun of other trans people. Trans people making fun of cis people. And then the other bit was just cis people making fun of trans people. And I'm like, you're not wrong. The gay community took that phrase so fast.
I can't. I'm not even going to pretend to keep up with all the terms, and I don't know. It's not like I'm ignorant to it. I hear the terms, and they've been explained to me many times, but I just forget.
What do you lost,
like,
then?
Cis and shit like that. And, like, non-binary and... that just means you don't conform to whatever, right?
Essentially?
Yeah, see, it's just, I don't want to speak on it because I just don't. But it's hard for me to keep up with. There's so many terms.
I mean, that's where I'm at. I was like, yeah, y'all do whatever you want, whatever you want to be called, I don't care, let me know, but don't expect me to put time and effort into this.
No, like, I'll sound
selfish, but it's...
Well, I'll try to play along, you know what I mean? Like, if I address you and I use the wrong pronoun... Just, let me know. Like,
correct me, fine. I'm not going to get mad about it.
Don't be a dick about it. Just correct me, and I'll change it. Like, I was swiping through...
Sorry, I prefer they, and you're like, alright.
Okay, my bad. I was swiping through OkCupid the other day, and there was a fucking dude, non-gender-conforming dude as a thing. See, when we talk about this, I always feel like I have to... You can
just say person.
Dude. That's what dude means to me.
Yeah, well...
There was a dude. Any fucking way. Their profile was like, I expect you, when you speak about me, to use they And I was just like, that's okay, fine, respectable. You know what you want.
I call everybody bruh, so like...
Like, you know what you want. I don't like the fact that you worded it like that. Like, I expect you. Okay, go fuck yourself. I don't know that right off the bat.
I expect you to call me your highness whenever you speak to me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Velveteen, calm down. Exactly. Like, it's just so fucking,
like, and it's not that level of pretentious, and I understand getting upset about it, but, like, you have to understand the, like, entire generational thing of being like, look, dude does not feel like coded language to me. That doesn't sound male to me.
Bro isn't like, either.
I tried so
hard. I call
hard.
You bro all the fucking time.
Yeah. I call him dude bro. And
all day. Dude, I'm like, babe. Bro. The fuck?
My favorite is calling him dude babe. Like, dude babe.
Over here. Can confirm, I've heard it.
Yeah, like, all the time.
Bro, dude, bruh. Homie. Like, that shit's
home slice?
Just...
I use home slice all the time.
I feel like that one's pretty...
That's
pretty
gotta
neutral,
be, like, I'm just gonna
not...
start using home slice again. Mm. That's gotta be as gender neutral as possible, right?
Bro, did you just assume that I wasn't homeless? It was fucked up. I actually lost my house last night.
You'll find it. It'll come back.
Yeah, you don't know where it went. It just fucking up and left, dude. You ever seen that movie, Disney Channel original, Smart House?
No.
It's kinda like that, right? My house just, like, got up and moved.
Well,
that house didn't even move.
What?
That house didn't even move.
The house did move.
It didn't.
No, it didn't.
It's on Earth.
Peggy Bundy
moving.
Voicing it.
Yeah, dude.
You're right.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Go. Get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot.
You told
fuck,
me to
we're
do
all
things
dead.
Right
get the fuck out. Yet.
My God, did that smell good.
Detect it. Did you know going and you tell me do things. I done running.
Anyway.
Just the awkwardness at the end.
No, don't restart it.
Just,
yeah, no more.
Yeah,
cookie. He's just coming out of the water.
Stop all the downloading.
Hey, kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
hello?
Oh my God, old internet. Shit's so good.
Old
internet. You should go look up some G.I. Joe infomercials.
Yeah,
if
you don't know the G.I.
Dude,
Joe videos, please.
Just fucking go, please. It's the best. They're the fucking best. It's 100% an amalgamation of everything that is old internet. So like,
it's awful. But it's amazing.
It is. It's so funny. It's like the equivalent of the John Cena shit.
Oh, yeah. That gets cheesier every fucking day.
I mean, I think the John Cena thing is pretty much dead.
No, it's dead. But, like, if you brought it up, it would just get cheesier and cheesier. It was like how the RKO out of nowhere thing, like...
Watch out!
Okay, well, it was purposely badly photoshopped, like Randy Orton in the same position taking down, and like skateboard videos and whatever.
I love those though. I love that particular style of animation.
I love those
because
it was awful.
Like, where it's
on
clearly
like,
the power thirst, where it's just like reversed images back and forth.
Just fucking awful.
I love it. It's so good.
But like, oh God, I can't remember who said it. It was. Some animator was like, that's actually, like, just as impressive as learning animation because you don't know shit.
No.
But you went out there and you fucked around until you forgot what you wanted out of this in the laziest way possible. It's like when you see, like, really nice art come out of paint and you're like, yeah,
like
okay,
whole,
you're fucking amazing.
You mean like a pool of paint
and art
just crawls out of it?
No,
oh,
dear.
MS Paint. Gotcha.
MS Paint. The multiple sclerosis paint.
You know, cookie. Yeah, dude.
I could never actually pronounce that, like, ever.
What?
Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Multiple sclerosis.
My face don't do it. Hey,
binomial,
it's when Randall Keith still had 67
There's a
abs.
Fucking... I forget what Lil Wayne song it is. There's
what,
one
What, Wisconsin and Mansion?
No, that's T-Pain, first of all. So, racially...
Check yourself.
Like,
racially just wrong. no, racially correct. Yeah,
collect.
Oh my God.
Oh, we are good at this.
Wait, was that Call Your Mama?
Call Your Mama. You can get a 20-minute phone call to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada for only 10 cents a minute by using 1010-220.
That's what that one was. All
that's right. What it was. Anyway, there's a thing where Lil Wayne has a... It's like... Fuck, I can't remember the song where he says some
dude,
shit.
I don't
like,
give a shit about Lil Wayne, so this is not something I can help with.
Yeah, that's definitely not going to
help. At
one point, he says,
I could not care less about him if I tried.
He says, murder your associates, but I always change it when I sing it to multiple sclerosis. I don't know why. It's just funny to.
Oh, so it's one of those things. God,
don't do it. I know what you're going to do in the way of changing lyrics. I know what you always bring up. Don't do it.
What, Ride the Dinosaur?
God damn it.
Tackle
Come on,
party.
It's fucking
God
funny.
Damn it.
Stupid idiot.
Tackle
it's
party.
It's fucking funny, alright?
It's not fucking funny.
You're making me mad. Keep
Which
it up.
It's funny because you laughed real hard the first time I told you.
Disgusting!
No.
Alright, fine. We ain't gonna talk about it then.
Multiple sclerosis.
Everybody wonder, well, you thought that was funny.
Young Moolah, baby.
Prove it. Somebody prove it. Somebody prove that I fucking laughed at that.
You just laughed at that, so you
laugh
will
at
laugh
that.
At almost
I
anything.
I did not laugh at that. That never happened. Alright, get your fucking fake news. Facts. Get them right. Do you have any?
Oh.
Any facts?
Yeah.
No, but I have a great fucking post that I want to tell you about.
Okay. It better be good. It better be great, because that's what you claimed, so.
I'm in a group called Sounds Like MLM, but okay.
What the fuck is MLM?
Multi-level marketing. It's pyramid schemes. Renamed and rebranded. So like
also
those,
known as Ponzi schemes, right?
Yeah, that the shitty makeup schemes and the oils and all this other
shit. For just
shit,
a small deposit of $2,000, you can make up to $15,000.
Yeah.
Just sell to your friends.
If you invest your entire life savings and your house and your children.
But
and
you
also
might
become
make
the most annoying
twice
fuck.
As much, you know, Mary Kay shit, but like Mary
LuLaRoe.
Kay. Yeah, LuLaRoe. Oh, fuck LuLaRoe. No, anyway, I'm not going to get on that rant.
No, let's talk about LuLaRoe. What's your problem with LuLaRoe?
Same their product though. Is shit and they rip off their clients. And
oh, so it's like every pyramid scheme.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, my problem with them is the same thing. So MLMs, pyramid schemes. However, there's a fantastic little group called Sounds Like MLM, But Okay. In which you, like, there's just a lot of screenshots of, like, shitty attempts to hide that you're an MLM.
Okay.
And 9/11 was a field day for that group, if you want to know how bad these people are. Like, you
I'm
really want to...
Why?
Oh! You want to remember 9/11?
Yeah,
respect the
bullshit.
Troops?
Yeah.
Get my oils.
What?
What do those have to do with anything?
Nothing. But there's just so many awful fucking posts.
You mean the oils that are made in Morocco?
Yeah,
that
probably.
That are not American?
It's got like a Made in China stamp on the bottom of it.
Yeah,
that
no,
shit kills
they were...
me. Those fucking shitty American flags that people buy every year for 4th of July. Made in China. I'm like, does nobody see the irony in this?
Yeah. So, go figure. In the group itself, because there are always people in these schemes trying to, like, infiltrate our little group. We just out people that are dumb and oblivious to the fact that we can see through them.
Doxing the game.
Let me read
Play
you.
Play at home.
Let me read you this fucking dumbass post, and it's all I saw was, like, almost a paragraph and a lot of laugh reacts, which, alright, fine. So I bought some Color Street nail strips for my cousin, because, you know, support. Then I joined this group. But I have to say, I love them. I work on a farm, so my hands get a lot of abuse, from constantly being covered in thick tractor grease to getting my nails smashed between a wrench and hard metal, diesel, and washing them with gritty soap 1,000 times a day. The list goes on. They've stayed on and look pretty darn good. I get the whole pyramid scheme aspect, but it's actually a decent product. So why all the hate? What am I missing?
Review of the century.
Yeah, I didn't even read the comments. I just saw a shit ton of laugh reacts and was like, what? I read it.
That plays very much like that fucking Steve Buscemi shit. Well, hello, fellow kids.
Yeah.
Greetings, fellow kids.
That's why I had to read it in the most sarcastic voice I could, because, like, I started reading it like it was just like somebody talking shit about trying one of the products, because that pops up a lot.
I bought a couple of these fucking pressed on nails from the stupid fucking bitch at the bar the other night. Like, but I gotta say, I work on a farm. I wash them a lot.
Yeah.
I smash them on wrenches all the time.
But like, why the fuck are you smashing them on wrenches?
Not just on a wrench. Between a wrench and a hard metal.
So yeah. Not gold.
Could be any metal.
Could be any fucking metal. Gold. What like, am I working on? You might as well been like, I get a lot of cow shit under them, but I still like them. And I'm like, I don't.
Good for you.
Fuck? I gotta tell you, cow semen's very acidic. When I'm artificially inseminating them all the time, jerking them off, it gets on the nails. They never come off.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. The cows come off. Or get off, I should say. But.
It was one of those things where I'm like...
Stop hitting your mic.
I was just so mad about that shitty joke.
Just fuck this.
It was like beautifully fucking bad, dude. You know. It's like Mike hitting the mic.
Like our show. Like our entire show.
Well, yeah, I'm here. Heck, it can't be good.
It can't be
dead great. It can't be dead great, dearie. We were fucking mimicking you. What were we doing? We were mimicking him earlier about something. Where the fuck were we?
I was important enough to be mimicked?
Yeah.
When? We talk about you a bunch, that's how you ended up here, motherfucker.
It was something where we were both just like, we were doing, you were like, oh, it was the fucking perfect, great, awesome.
Yeah. My shitty ass one liner. Oh.
Great.
There was something I saw that it, what the fuck did it say?
I don't know what it was.
It said like, oh great, or something, and I was like, this is perfect.
Oh, mic. No, it was my phone, because your text message,
oh.
Your notification sound is Danny going, oh good, and it went and off in the pig.
It was so loud compared to everything else his phone does, and I was just like, Jesus, that was loud, and he's like, that's Mike, and I'm like, that makes perfect sense.
Perfect.
And he's great. Like, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Perfect. We sound great. Like Seinfeld. Awesome. This is exactly what I fucking wanted.
This is what I needed. Awesome.
You just got soundbite of me on your phone. That's kind of touching.
I mean,
I'm trying to keep
like,
it kayfabe, dude.
Keep it kayfabe. Keep I mean, kayfabe. Mine will forever for him be fucking
the ghoul.
Feral ghouls in Fallout. Because the one I don't even remember why I said
is it
that
the one that's
for
like,
you. I don't remember if you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't even remember if you asked or I just said it.
Was that a decent ghoul? Am I hired? Do I have the job?
It ain't bad.
Talk to Bethesda.
I'll take it. No, Bethesda.
I'm just
going to
assume that it works.
Decent.
It just works.
No, thanks, Todd.
Oh, Todd, you poor soul.
No, don't feel anything for him. How do you fuck up? Never mind. Anyway.
You fuck up
no, let's get into it. Let's give Gaming Casual a run for their fucking money. Let's get into
let's
it.
Let's not.
Let's get into
Bethesda
it.
Bethesda is such an easy fucking target. Dude.
How do you take two of the best fucking franchises possibly ever and destroy them in 3 years?
Buying out companies who knew what they were doing and make them into Skyrim fucking games.
Oh. Got
like,
it.
Like, oh, Skyrim was good. Let's buy out these fucking entire.
Bro, I keep losing the duck.
Lores, and then we'll just make them Skyrim games.
Yeah.
I mean, Fallout 76, people realized you just had reskinned dragons.
Yeah, like it was just shit.
Like, they looked at the code, and half of it is reskinned, skinned fucking Skyrim, and I'm just like, dude.
I like the one where it's Randy the Macho Man Savage. Oh, yeah!
Thomas the Train is a dragon, it's still, it's like,
yeah,
that's God tier.
Thomas the Train is
stupid
pretty
mod.
Good.
But
we don't. I just realized I don't have a single fucking Macho Man sound. I mean,
oh
it's
no.
Okay.
Cream
oh no!
Of the crop.
The cream rises to the top. Yeah.
This is the greenest sand.
I got you for 3 minutes. Boom! Saw is ready.
I love how you like your most memorable thing with him is Bonesaw.
It's because
it's so fucking funny because like you don't know Macho Man proper, but like everybody knows who Macho Man is. Some people it's just Slim Jim commercials. Like,
it's just because it's the cadence of the way he says it.
That's just it's how he talked. All
I know,
the fucking
it's
time.
It's just funny because he's like, "Bonesaw is ready." It just doesn't make any fucking
have you
sense.
Ever? No, you probably haven't. I don't think we've ever looked it up. You know he has a whole rap album, right?
Oh, I know.
Where
I've tried
to
like mentioned that.
I thought I've, so. I thought we went over that.
I don't think we've actually listened to it. At one point, when I was in Florida, one of my coworkers showed me a video for a website that he was creating at the time.
Oh, God.
And he was it was a promo video. And he was like, yeah, you got to go to machoman.com. And there's going to be videos, going to be workouts, gonna be women, lots of women. Yeah.
We did mention that before. There's going to be so many
women. And I've tried to find this video because he's just, there's like a good 8 seconds where he's just like, yeah, you're going to see a lot of women and women. He's just very fucking fixated. I don't have any, unfortunately. He was just very fixated.
Joey Schnella has them, all right?
And I fucking, oh my God, I love, I could listen to Macho Man talk forever. I could just, that dude, just the way he says shit is so ridiculous.
I guess it's unfortunate that he went before podcasts took off.
Oh God, I would not.
I would kill to just get that dude to be like, yo, you're listening to Iron this Sheik has podcast? A fucking podcast yet. A Macho Man podcast.
Yeah, I want to see an Iron Sheik podcast.
No, you don't.
I do too.
We don't want to see what we get from the Iron Sheik already.
Don't want to listen to it either.
No, it's just not good stuff.
Have you ever actually heard
such hits as
fucking bullshit?
Actually ever heard Jimmy Hart speak? I know you know.
Yeah, we heard about the Hall of Fame thing.
Yeah. I got a DVD also. I got it with my...
Yeah, we still haven't watched that shit.
Oh, you showed me the box. Yeah.
I haven't opened that box since I came home.
Oh, I did.
What'd you take? I know you stole something, motherfucker.
I'm leaving.
I know you stole something.
Yeah. Your dignity.
I can't.
What are you doing?
There's noise going, but it's an ad.
Oh, I was like, are you watching something? Are you going to play it, or are you just going to cock tease us the whole time?
No, there's just
like
a fucking thing playing.
All right. Apparently, we have something coming up. Hang on.
You don't have to hang on.
This is what it feels like. Here, hang on. Let's get past the ad that is bullshit. YouTube sucks a lot of D. Sucks big old D's.
What? It wouldn't even fucking play anyways, being a dick.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah.
You get it. So let me get this straight. It played the ad, and then it was like, this content is no longer available.
The ad instead.
Sorry, you get two ads. Try again.
Yeah, like, it just fucked up, and it just opened an ad instead of anything else.
Just make your... Just state your case.
Nah, I was just gonna play Jimmy Hart prosecution. And his fucking... His height of...
Just state your case.
Just
the megaphone?
Yeah, I can't look it up. Squeaky bullshit. Good
Lord. Get some Paul Bearer.
No. He just heard Paul Bearer for the first time, like, last year. And he was like, what the fuck? And
like, after he turned on The Undertaker when he was bringing Kane in?
Yeah, I think it was after that point. Yeah,
Undertaker! Oh, no, that's the song. I don't want that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to find out a promo from, like, the 90s. Shawn
Michaels. That's an interview.
Shawn Michaels.
Jimmy Hart, I gotta hit promo.
Yeah, don't let it be a shoot. Because him in a shoot is just a southern dude. Oh,
what an alpha move. Yeah, here we go. He's gotta be the happiest man of the world. For saying everybody says the greatest team in the history of professional wrestling today. I guess you can say we are the in crowd. Am I right, Anvil?
Why
do the Killer Bees have to cheat and use their masks? Why do the Islanders have to come to the ring in dresses? Why do the Demolition have to wear spikes?
Is that Bobby too?
Because as a man said it, they just aren't in with the in crowd.
That's fine.
We're the in crowd. Is that
right? We're the in crowd.
Oh my God. Okay, so there's been like a recent argument in a lot of wrestling internet communities that we need more managers back, and based on that alone, yes. Oh my God, we need more people representing wrestlers, because let's face it, a lot of wrestlers can't fucking do mic work. Yeah.
All their gimmick is, I'm a good wrestler. Like, yeah, wow, crazy.
Yeah, good for you. There's a lot of those, and they're like, but I'm like the best. I'm like, can you speak? And they're like, I'm going to win tomorrow night. And I'm like, fuck, dude.
Holy shit.
That was so amazing.
She legit
took off the headphones.
My mic.
I'm right here. Nope.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gotcha. I was muted, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did so it to myself.
So I didn't have to hear Vicky at least, so.
I just wanted a nice...
Pardon moi.
Excuse me.
Not
tonight. Excuse me.
Well, you know what?
She's like cringing so hard.
Oh yeah, she put so much fucking effort into being the most annoying thing on the planet. Oh god.
The best part about this. Oh wait, this is too good.
Oh my god, please tell me. No!
It's like a 3-hour video.
Yeah. We still have another 20 seconds.
Oh.
No.
Yep.
No.
We're in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're gonna get to that. And I ain't doing that. She was like when Carmella was champ and she started throwing a fucking fit. You're torturing people right now.
I know. I was just about to say, anybody we had.
I apologize to all of you.
Anybody we had.
Especially Renata, for reasons. I really apologize. This is fucked up, man. I'm sorry for what he's done.
But
okay, go ahead and make your point, Mike. I'll make it better.
As high-pitched and annoying as she is, that is nothing on Paul Bearer.
Oh, good lord. No, nothing. It never will be. Nothing will have anything on the oh, yes of Paul Bearer.
Here, I'll make it better.
Yeah, it is the Macho fucking Madness. Ooh, yeah, it's Macho Madness. It's Macho Madness. Ooh, ooh, yeah, it's Macho fucking Madness. Ooh, yeah, there I come.
Is that
come.
Just
ooh,
you
yeah,
singing Macho fucking macho Madness?
Is that what you think?
Grammarly?
Or is that actually Aaron?
You think that's me singing Macho Madness?
Yeah, y'all sound alike.
No, that's Aaron. I'll fucking take it, bro. She's like, look, I've reached a level, man.
You've always sounded like Aaron. What are you talking
macho
about?
Madness. Yeah, macho madness.
Shut it up. Anyway.
It's macho.
So, fun fact, because I, like, lost my shit when it happened. I met another Anton today. It was so fucking... Stop that. He was less of an asshole than this one.
It's not hard to do.
I really don't know. He kind of was... Asshole. The funniest part was, is like...
Doesn't poop a lot.
No, actually. The second he got in, it was like 30 seconds in and like...
He's like, I don't poop that much.
No, no. He goes like, where's your fucking bathroom? I'm sorry. And I'm like...
Just give him a cross and like
blow it up.
He was super polite but kind of antsy. And
like
then
red faced
sudden,
and sweating.
Yeah,
where's your bathroom?
Yeah, he was just a little antsy, a little in a hurry, and a little bouncy.
He's gotta take a shit.
And he was like, yeah, no, I get that body language. And then all of a sudden he's like, where's your bathroom? And I'm like,
at gunpoint. Where's your bathroom?
And then he just...
I gotta take a wicked pisser.
Like, just fucking practically runs. And he comes out. And to skip ahead at some point in conversation, he's like, by the way, I'm sorry if you have to pee anytime soon. And she goes, babe! And I'm like, I don't give a shit. I just went before you came in.
Well, you're
like,
good then. If you don't give a shit, then you're fine.
I was just like, yeah, I don't care. And he's like, I didn't see any spray. I looked, and I'm like, there is some in there, by the way. And he's like,
dumbass.
I tried. I fucking give you credit. Yeah, he's like, he's so mad that he couldn't find it.
He just go back.
Try harder.
Yeah, but
what's that?
What, this? This try is harder. My vape.
No.
Try harder.
But,
harder. I don't know what that is.
I only found out what his fucking name was.
Marge.
Because the chick that was in with him, apparently his fiance, goes, babe, you have to look at her fucking backpack. Come here. And I just have a Pokemon backpack, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, I think this is when you were talking to
me. And she was like, Anton, come here. And I just stopped and was like, visibly froze and kind of freaked out.
Rigid,
and
was
like,
what? What did you say?
Yeah, and I was like,
I'm going to run that by me one more fucking time.
Before
there,
I could say anything, she goes, well, I assume that's your backpack. And I'm like, that's my backpack. And also, my fiance is named Anton.
Oh, she just assumed your backpack? Wow.
The funniest part was, before she could react, he was like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, my fiance's name is Anton. And he's like...
all quietly, like, yeah, shit, fuck.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, as somebody who also has a weird name, I understand this might be, like, a life-changing moment for you.
And the next words out of your mouth weren't, yeah, he's the host of the Discount Podcast. You should check us out. We're kind of funny.
No.
Blah, blah, blah. Marketing,
weirdly
marketing.
Enough, they were not. Instead, there was a, this is a very weird moment.
That's pretty good, huh?
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
I tried, man.
Just immediately, no.
I tried.
Yeah, it was awful.
That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
Well, you know what?
I mean, all things considered, it wasn't bad. Like, the concept of doing the thing, but...
Mayonnaise. Anyway, so... There's another doppelganger, clearly. Another Anton. Fiancé with a weird name.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what her fucking name was.
What did I say? Michelle?
Yeah, you said Michelle. I was like, it's some basic-ass white girl name, but with an unnecessary vowel. There's a vowel in there that just didn't need to be
When I never have a child.
Michelle.
Their name is going to be Michelle.
Michelle. That's, you're setting him up for... like, a lot of bullshit.
I'm also setting myself up to be in a relationship in the first place with someone who actually wants to have a kid with me.
Ladies, our man is free. Oh.
Yeah, but you have to be married.
There we go. I forgot that it was stopped in the middle of the sound. It just sounds like a fucking 18-wheeler just, like, barreling towards the fucking... the show.
Hey! Excuse me!
We can't. Madness! It's macho fucking madness!
Yeah. Demonetized.
No! Like, the grumps are gonna find that?
But how will we ever make money? We're gonna. Alright, real quick. Because we are at the end, we're over time here, so we gotta make this quick.
Oh, gee.
Not even like 2.5-3 weeks away. Ninja Sex Party.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Not for nothing. I was listening to them today, and Danny Don't You Know came on, and I fucking shamelessly cried the entire time the song was playing.
That's not shocking.
It's a good fucking song. It's a good fucking message. I relate to it. And also, I was like, I'm going to be seeing this, hopefully, live soon. Very soon.
Yeah, less than a month.
Yeah, like, this is fucking surreal.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That was just good timing.
Yeah, right?
That was just good, like, timing.
You happen to stop it, right?
I think that's the best way we can end it. I really do.
It's the only way.
Yeah, it's the only way.
It has to be done.
It's there's just nothing you can do.
There can be only one.
Well, now it sucks.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was fun while it lasted. And that's it. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, well, then that sucks for you, I guess. If this was
how
your first,
how did you get this far, though?
Yeah, I don't know how you made it. Over
really
an hour.
Into this sort of thing. Wow, this is fucking terrible. Let me continue.
Let me just keep watching. It's like a train wreck.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to look, but there's bodies and shit hanging out, so like you got to see it.
There might be a fire, so you got to, you know.
Got to make sure you know what's up.
Yeah, this was your first one again. Sorry. Keep listening. It only gets worse. So, yeah, that's it. Do all the things that little thingy coming up is going to tell you to do the thingy things, and then you do those, and you'll be happy. We'll be happy. Everybody will be happy. It'll be a good fucking time. Be a little macho madness, and everybody.
I thought you were gonna keep
bye.
Going to keep going.
Everybody's feeling good. Feeling good. So, thank you from the DP. We'll see you guys next week. And for more bullshit. And that's it. Have a good week, guys.
For Sheezy.
We love you.
Peace out, home slices.
Toodles.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like the show, tell a friend about us. And be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you're listening on. It's the best way to help the show get found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Discount Podcast, and I personally am at Grease Whistle. If you want to support the show even further, we have merch at discountpodcast.com, or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, and ad-free versions of the episodes. Good night, NPCs. Thank you so very much. It's that time of the show. We're going to throw out some thank yous to our Patreons that back us at our bonus nachos level. That's Mr. Shane, Mr. Travis, and Mr. Charlie. Thanks for your patronage, guys.